A Jewish Journal article. MTV special highlights anti-Semitism and Jewish activism in America. In honor of Jewish American Heritage Month, on May 31, MTV premiered a new hour-long special, With One Voice, Fighting Hatred Together. The program featured a conversation with one of the youngest living survivors of Auschwitz, Tova Friedman, and former NFL player Emmanuel Acho, who hosts the YouTube series, Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man. It also highlighted the work of four Jewish activists across the U.S. who are passionate about social justice. Given the alarming rise of anti-Semitism, we felt it was incumbent upon us to use our platforms for good and showcase young Jewish activists at the forefront of fighting against hate in all of its forms and fighting for equality, said president of MTV Entertainment Group Chris McCarthy in an interview with the Journal. The special was the culmination of MTV's celebration of Jewish American Heritage Month. Throughout May, the channel ran a spot showing the achievements of Jews like Albert Einstein and Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, along with statistics on anti-Semitism. It encouraged viewers to visit act.mtv.com, which directs visitors to learn from a Holocaust survivor on the website of the Museum of Tolerance, read about the Anne Frank House, and do a virtual tour of the National Museum of American Jewish History. With One Voice, Fighting Hatred Together kicks off with an overview of recent anti-Semitic incidents occurring around the U.S. and then provides a history of the Holocaust and demonstrates how Jews have always been involved in social justice movements. It also depicts the ways in which the four young activists are working in their communities to fight hate. It was important not only to address what these young Jewish activists are doing today to fight anti-Semitism, but also to give historical context around the impact of hate throughout generations from the Holocaust to today, said McCarthy. By doing so, we hope to educate and unite our audiences. One of the activists is Imani Jackson. She is a 25-year-old Black and Jewish woman who is a chef at Minnesota Hillel and the owner of the catering company, Chopped and Served, which provides fresh and sustainable food to people in need. She told the Journal that her Jewish activism looks like inviting everybody to the table. I would describe my activism as an educated, mindful approach through intention. It's creative and innovative so we can truly break community barriers to serve our people. I'm changing the narrative of destroying, desensitizing and dehumanizing Black, Brown and Jewish people. Another activist, 21-year-old Jen Slosberg, who is an Asian Jew, co-created and produces Lunar, a Jewish-Asian film project, and serves as program manager for Jewish Youth for Community Action. She said she hopes that people who see the special take away that we are human beings and have complex relationships to our identities, communities and work in the movement. One of the ways to reduce hate is to humanize those that are marginalized and targeted beyond what harmful, racist, scapegoating tropes and stereotypes say about us. In the special, when Acho interviews Friedman, who is now 82, she talks about her harrowing tale of hiding amongst corpses at Auschwitz in order to avoid being taken on a death march to Germany. She told Acho that in that moment, she didn't move. The boots start around the room. I said, now I'm going to die. I couldn't breathe. I did not uncover myself. I did not. Then, all of a sudden, my mom uncovers me and those are her words. They are gone. The Russian army liberated us. While Friedman told Acho she is not afraid to be a Jew in America these days, she is troubled about the rise in anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is everywhere, and I don't understand it, she said. I don't understand why, not only anti-Semitism, but there is an amount of hatred in this country. Let's find what unites us as humans. In creating, With One Voice, Fighting Hatred Together, McCarthy said that MTV hopes to make the world a brighter place for everyone. Through our content, we have the ability to give the gift of empathy and enable our viewers to walk a day in another person's shoes to hopefully open up their hearts and minds, provide access to help and inspire action. When we stand shoulder to shoulder working together and showing empathy toward one another, we firmly believe our ability to enact change is boundless. Quote, Kylie Ora Lobel is a writer for the Jewish Journal of Los Angeles, The Forward, Tablet Magazine, Aish, and Chabad.org, and the author of the first children's book for the children of Jewish converts, Jewish Just Like You.